This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. We'll finish Yud Zayin Amud Beis, 17b, the third section. It's the blue text. All right, so yesterday we said, let's just set up the question. A community, even after Gzar Din, there is a possibility for tshuva. An individual, there's not. Right, then we had this whole thing about the people of Israel and their judge and the rain and the this, and they go back, and what does Hashem do? So Gemara now asks, right, in the blue text, Latova, right, when Hashem looks at it for good, which means we did tshuva, and then he takes the rain that was allotted, because he can't change the Gezar Din, and puts it in the right time for the right people, that's a community, right, that is certainly a tzibur, it's all of Eretz Yisrael. Right, so in that case, mia likare the gezar din or velosiflu. So rip up the gezar din, because we said a community that does tshuva, the gezar din can be ripped up, and add rain. Why is that a problem? Doesn't that imply that even in a community, right, gezar din is final and can't be changed? So the Gemara says, no, shiny hasan the efshar behachi. No, in this case, right, it was possible to get the desired outcome without changing the decree, and that, for whatever reason, is right, a better way to do it. Now, Tashma, come and learn. It says, Yorde Hayam Ba'aniyoto, Seimelacha B'mayim Rabim, those who go down right to the sea on ships, they do their work in right lots of water, Hemaro, Masay Hashem, they saw the acts of Hashem, Vayomer, right, Vayamed Ruach Se'ra, there comes this, right, this great wind, Batiramim Galav, and the waves are, right, they're high, they're crazy. Vayachogu, Vayanu, Kishikor, right, they kind of celebrate and they move around like a drunken person. Vayitzaku el Hashem, Batzar lehem, and they cry out to Hashem, right, when they're in distress. And it says, Yodu la Hashem ki chasdo, and they thank Hashem for chesed. Okay? All very good, very nice. Asa lahen simanios ke'achin v'rakin sheba Torah. Right, that there were these upside down nuns. There were these right, like a simon, these signs that were put in, like they are in the Torah. They're put in here. Right, what did they put in to teach us? Right, why are they right, put into this capital of Tehillim? What's the point? Right, so the Gemara tells us that they're there, lomar lach, to tell you, tsa'aku kodem gzar din nanin, if they cried out before the decree was sealed, the right verdict rendered, nanin, then they're answered, but tsa'aku la'achar gzar din eno nanin, if they cry out after gzar din, so they are not answered. Right? If you want to look in that capital of Tehillim, you can see it. I'm not going to go through that now, how those simanim break it up, but I will take the Gemara's word for it. Right, but this clearly seems to imply there's a bunch of people here. It's not one individual. And after Gezar Din, they're toast. Right? What happened to the tzibur doing tshuva, calling out to Hashem and doing tshuva, being able to avert the Gezar Din, the decree? So Gemara says, no, haninami ki yachidin dama. These are like individuals. I mean, when we say individuals, we mean, right, small groups of disparate people, but they're not a community. They're a bunch of people from different places who happen to be on the same ship together. That is like an individual, but a real tzibur, right, a real tzibur, so that can avert even a decree via tshuva. Another attempted proof, tashma. Shala Beloria Hagioris at Rabban Gamliel, right? Beloria the convert asks Rabban Gamliel, Ksiv b'taraschem, it says in your Torah, Shelo yisa panim, right? You can't show favoritism, right? Well, judge has to be fully, you know, honest, can't favor one side or the other. Uksiv, and yet it says, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, but Hashem is going to show a little favoritism to you. And that's not fair. It doesn't work. Contradiction. So Nitfalem Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen was kind of schlepping along with them. Amar Allah, and he said to her, he's going to answer this question. Em Sholecha Mashal. I'm going to give you a analogy. Lama Davar Domer, to what is this compared? Right, la'adam shenoshe b'chaveiro mana. Right, a person borrowed money from his friend. So Reuven borrows money, borrows $1,000 from Shimon. Right, v'kavalos man b'fnei ha'melech. Right, in front of the king, Reuven says, "I'm going to pay Shimon back on this day." V'nishbalo b'chayi ha'melech. And then, to show when he's serious, he swears by the life of the king. Right, never a good thing to do, but that's what he does. He gives man below praos, and now he comes back the time that he said he doesn't pay. Now he's got two problems. Reuven hasn't paid Shimon back, and he's violated his oath taken by the life of the king. And that spells some sort of disaster for poor Reuven. So he comes first. He's certainly more afraid of the king than he is of Shimon. Right? That's right. But Amal, the king says to him, Elboni machalucha, you didn't actually take my money, my shame, my whatever, I am happy to forgive. Lechu payis et chavercha, but go and appease the person you actually wronged by not paying back. Right? What's the other side of the image? Right? What's the nimshal hachanami? So here, so to here. Kan da'aveiro shimen adam l'makom. When it's just Hashem, right, we can't actually affect Hashem. Hashem says, right, you saw Hashem, panavelach, Hashem's going to show you some favoritism. Don't worry about it. Kan ba'aveiro shebin adam l'chaveiro. But when it comes to ben adam l'chaveiro, to human interaction and sins between people, then no lo yisah panim, there is no favoritism. You better fix that quick. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva v'limeid. Right, until Rabbi Akiva himself came and taught. Right, so I'll just finish it and then we'll read it again tomorrow. Right, kan kodem gezar din, kan la'achar gezar din. Right, one is referring to before the sentence. Hashem then shows some favoritism versus after the sentence where he does not. That is the question. What about after Gezar Din, you get to, under the verdict, so too here we're talking about an individual. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.